everyone. Welcome back to Hope for Today. How are you today? I'm so glad you're here, and I really mean that. I have found, especially in the last several podcasts, so many of you reaching out to me via comment and email, and even personally, those that, you know, are in my surrounding area, and just reaching out on how much God has been using these podcasts in your life. And I know for sure when God gives me a word, a thought, or an idea, that there's somebody that needs to hear this. And this might be just for one person, but if I can help one person over the hump, then I can help that one person, and it was all meant for a good reason. So I'm going to start off with talking on a personal level with you. I'm going to give you a little insight to my world, and then I'm going to share a solution, and then I'm going to share some scripture as we close. And I don't want to make this very long, but I do want to give you a little insight and some personal information without getting too personal, but enough for you to realize that you're not alone and there's somebody else that has gone through it, is going through it, and that there is solutions. That one thing I always tell myself, there is always a solution. There is always hope. And if I can't have a solution and if I can't have hope, then there is no hope. And that is not what scripture tells us. My hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's easy to say. Sometimes getting from point A to point B, which, you know, getting to the Lord, there's that gap in between, and that's the hard part. That's called life. And boy, things get in the way of that. But I'm going to be talking a little bit about my marriage and what has happened. And I guess the best way of saying it is, are you trying to keep life afloat, your own life, but you feel like everything's sinking around you? I guess that would be a good way of talking through this. We're going to be talking about gratitude and a gratitude journal. We have talked about many different things over the last few weeks. It's turned into a little mini series, and it'll end next week in this particular series, and then we'll be starting something else. But I am married to a man with a disability. He is on full-time disability. And those of you that know our story, you know that some days are pretty rough. And the last, I can tell you, the last 3 or 4 days have been a day. It's been a day. It's been a time. It's been a rough time. I'm a very tough woman. I'm a very strong woman. I can hold my own. I can take care of my own. You know, when the winds of life come upon me, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty stable. And then every once in a while, boy, it's like Peter, I walk on the water, I'm doing good, my eyes are on the Lord. And then all of a sudden I look down to realize that this can't be this. And I doubt and I fear and I sink. And that's about where I have been many times. And there was one point in our marriage. Now we're married almost 36 years. So, you know, I'm not a newbie when it comes to marriage. But I can tell you, when I first got married, I had every hopes and dreams and desires of any young girl that, yeah, everything's going to be perfect. Everything's going to be wonderful. I'm going to marry the man of my dreams, and he's going to fulfill everything, and we're just going to live happily ever after. And why wouldn't we? We're in love, right? And then life happens and things happen. And now my husband's on a disability. You might be sitting there and saying, well, my spouse isn't on a disability. But there could be addiction involved. There could be anger issues involved. There could be, I don't know, other things involved. There could be just life disappointments and maybe some hang-ups from past life that kind of becomes this thing. And I guess the best way to describe it is that there's a third person in the marriage. And that person doesn't belong there because God created it to be a man and a wife. But sometimes the spouse who has the problem, either, you know, I joke and say, well, it's like having a split personality. They have their good days and they have their bad days. And that becomes almost a third person. If you're in it, you get it. That's all I can say. It's something, if someone else is on the other side of this camera and you're nodding, I get it. You know what I mean. It's not something you can actually explain very clearly unless you've experienced it. So what happened? We were married. We were happily married. We were, you know, raising our family and doing all the things. But this, in a sense, other personality, this disability, the disappointments, the heartache, the frustration turned into anger. This is on my part. It turned into bitterness. It turned into despair, the lack of hope, feeling like there's never going to be anything better. And it just, it ate me up. It ate me up. It chewed me up and it spit me out on the side of the road. And I still can remember how dark I felt, how empty I felt, how alone I felt, how isolated I felt. And I was numb. I guess that would be a good way of saying it. I was also numb. I wouldn't say my heart was hardened toward the Lord, but I think I was in such a muddled, confused state of mind. What do they say? You can't see the forest, the tree, as that saying go? Somebody's going to correct me on this. I can't think of how. You know, there's one tree in this whole forest, but you can't see past it. There was so much stuff surrounded in my mind, on my brain, and I hit such a wall that I've decided I want out. And it was funny because I still loved my husband. It wasn't that I didn't love him. I just couldn't cope anymore. I couldn't cope with his seizures. I couldn't cope with what his personality changing. You know, when he had a seizure, how he changed as a person. I couldn't cope with that. I couldn't cope with the fact that I didn't have the perfect husband that everybody else seems to have. Now, some of you are probably laughing, going, you have no idea what I live with. I could, notice the word, I, okay? I want to put that there. I could not find hope. I could not find satisfaction. I could not find what I wanted in my husband anymore. I was not complete. I did not feel complete. I was totally devastated and destroyed on the inside. And I just, there was nothing. I had no hope. There was nothing left. And I remember asking my husband for a divorce. And I just, but yet I loved him. But I was done. And I was in a state of confusion. And you know, there is a Bible verse that says, God is not the author of confusion. And my husband, and I've said this time and time again, he said that is the theme verse for our family. And the more longer I'm married to him, our family always seems to be in a state of flux. It doesn't have to be confusion, but it's a state of flux. And I have a personal website. And my theme on my website is, I found my new normal. And it is a moving target. And you know, that is really the description of my life. Every time I think we found normal, it moves. Oh, there's normal. Oh, it just moved. And my life constantly changed. And I remember saying to my husband, I want a divorce. And he said, no. He said, God's going to see us through. My husband is a strong man of God. He is strong in his faith. He is strong in his beliefs. He knows what he believes, that the Bible is truth and the Bible is the word of God, and that God will get us through this, around this, over it. But we will get through this mountain. One way or another, we're getting to the other side. I couldn't see it. I just could not see it. And I was so angry, so frustrated. And for a long time, our marriage was pretty much dead. You know, we greeted each other in the morning. I cooked his meals. I cleaned the house. I went to work. He did his thing. We lived together. We existed together. But there was no, you know, that sense of being married. There was none. And I was really done. And I can still tell you, we tend to rearrange our house quite often. My husband and I love to rearrange our furniture. We do it every season. We love it. Move decorations around, get a fresh perspective. And I guess that's what I needed. But I can remember laying in bed at night, and next to me, I always keep a jar of pens and pencils, and I keep some, you know, notebook and my Bible and whatever. Anyway, I remember sitting there and laying in bed, just looking over at him, and he had fallen asleep, and part of me says, oh, I love that man so much. And the other part of me says, I'm so frustrated, so angry. And I don't know at this point why I'm frustrated or angry. And I remembered laying there. I could tell you exactly where the bed was located. I could tell you exactly, like, as if it happened 10 seconds ago. And all I could hear is a whisper. And we've talked about this. Can you hear the whisper? You cannot hear God's whisper if you won't shut up. You can't hear God's whisper if you're not willing to hear it. And I guess I had a weak moment and I was willing to hear it. I don't know, but God whispered and I heard him. And here's what he said to me. You ready? This was the solution to fixing my marriage. And you're going to go, really? I know some of you are going to think I'm crazy. The Lord said to me, why do you love him? What? I'm laying here looking at this man that I'm angry with, and you want to know why I love him? And I could hear the Lord say, tell me one thing he did for you today. And I was like, well, nothing. He did absolutely nothing. There was nothing he did for me. Okay. Tell me one thing he did for me. And I must have battled back and forth and back and forth. I battled with the Lord. Tell me one thing he did for me. I just kept hearing the voice of the Lord. He did nothing today. And I, you know, you get that, you ever get like that? You're just stubborn and I'm not going to give in. I heard it again. What did he do for you today? So I really had to think long and hard. And I'm not going to go into all the details, but I remember the tiniest little thing he did that put a smile on my face. And it was a little thing, just a little thing. And I was like, oh yeah, he did do that. Huh. Think of that. Oh yeah, you know what? Later on, he did that other thing. Huh. Oh wow, I forgot first thing in the morning. He said such and such. How do you like that? I get choked up even remembering back many years ago. And I remembered laying there going, like for a moment, it was like the Lord just lifted this veil of hopelessness. And just literally, I could feel this sense of relief. And I could almost feel like I was sitting up going, oh, yeah. And for a moment, I had a smile over three things that he did. And so what I did is I reached over and I grabbed a notebook and I took out my pen and I wrote that date down and I wrote those three things down that he did that gave me a smile. And I looked at it and I thought, well, that'll never happen again. Close that notebook up and that was it. Next day I got up, continued on with life. It was no better. It was hopeless. My marriage was over. Go to bed that night. What did he do for you today? Really? So it continued. I got out the notebook, wrote down the date. Might have only been one thing. Maybe it was 10 things. And I wrote it down. That continued for weeks. Weeks. And every night I'd go in my, you know, in my head, rolling my eyes in my head. Really, Lord? Why is it I have to think of what he did for me? And I wrote it down. Now, I'm a very visual person. I need to touch things, smell things, feel things, experience things, see things. I need something that's visual. It's just how my brain works. And I really think the Lord had me write these things down. It wasn't a matter of just thinking it, because I'll forget. Do you forget? I'll go, I can't believe I forgot that. You go grocery shopping. How did I forget to get milk? That was the only thing I really needed. But I came home with $60 worth of food with no milk. Write it down. So I wrote it down. And I'll tell you the lesson I learned. And I told you I'm visual. I picked this up. In everything, give thanks. This is scriptural. Wait a minute. You don't understand what my husband's like. You don't understand what my wife is like. You don't understand the life we live. No, I don't. In everything, give thanks. But you don't understand. You have never experienced what I've lived through. No, I haven't. You wouldn't say that if you knew. In everything, give thanks. You know, God has put verses in the Bible for us for a reason. And you will go through seasons in life. And for me to create a gratitude journal was what I needed to do to save my marriage. This little book saved my marriage. This little book continues to save my marriage. There are still days where in everything give thanks, I have nothing to be thankful for. That is my attitude, and I can tell you like that. And then I hear the Lord say, what did he do today? You know, my husband has a responsibility to love his wife as Christ loved the church. My husband is not perfect. He is imperfect. My husband will mess up. Even if he's on a good day physically, he can still screw up because he is an imperfect being. And that's between him and the Lord. But I have my responsibility. Notice the key word I said before, I this and I that. I was a very unforgiving and ungrateful person. The Bible says in everything give thanks. I have to be thankful for his bad attitude. I don't think I have to be thankful for his bad attitude if he's not walking in the will of the Lord. But what I can be thankful for in everything give thanks, I can be thankful that I have a husband. I can be thankful that the Lord has blessed me today. I can be thankful that I made it through the day. I can be thankful for the food, the housing, the clothes, the job, the phone call, the this, the that. There's so many things I can be thankful for. And I will tell you one thing. When you start writing things down that you were thankful for, and you start thinking in everything give thanks, those other things that were really annoying you somehow seem to be diluted. You know, it would be the same thing if you had a glass of blue water and you kept pouring good water in that, and then the blue kept running out and running over, and you kept pouring clear water and, you know, kept pouring. Eventually that blue would be very light blue and very faint, and you might not even see it anymore. Did it fix the problem of my husband? Not completely. But what it did do is it fixed my attitude toward my husband and allowed us to have a fresh start and a fresh perspective. I don't know where you are. I don't know what situation you're in. I don't know what heartaches you're living with. But I can tell you this. I don't have all the answers. I'm not a counselor. I don't claim to be. But in my life, I want to say, get a life and move on. You know, there's too much life to live. Don't be drinking the poison every day of anger and bitterness. And don't be drinking the poison of frustration and unforgiveness. And don't be drinking the poison of, I'm going to get revenge and they are not worth it. And I'm going to just live in despair and hopelessness. No way. God created you for a purpose and you matter. And you matter to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he gives us these verses to think on these things. Whether or not your spouse is doing what is right, you and the Lord can have the perfect relationship together, keeping your eyes focused on him in spite of all that junk that's around you. And I'll tell you one thing, me having a gratitude journal and looking for those things, or having to look back at those things that my husband did for me, turned into this. All of a sudden, after weeks of me thinking, what did he do today to give me a smile? What did he do to brighten my day? Now turned into me going, let me look and see what he's going to do for me today. And I didn't even realize it, but I started looking for, with anticipation, what is my husband going to do today? And I would look for those things. And then I started, after seeing those things, being thankful and thanking him out loud. Honey, I really appreciated you did such and such, or you said, or whatever. And my thankful spirit, my grateful spirit, you know, verbally portrayed to my husband, changed him. It just redesigned, fresh perspective, reorganized, took the chaos out of our marriage, and really was a huge part of the solution to us moving forward onto 36 years of marriage. Are my days perfect? No, they're still not perfect, but they're a whole lot better. And you know what? There are days this thing is the only thing that has gotten me through the day. And you know what? We're living in a broken world. Things are not going to be perfect. but I can stay focused on the Lord. So let me close with Ephesians 5:20. Always give thanks to God, the Father, for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now this one, I'm going to close the last verse, and this one's a killer. You ready? 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Give thanks in all circumstances. Get yourself a journal. Start being grateful. Put everything else aside. Put yourself first. Write down what you need to write down about what you're grateful for. If it's one thing that happened today, it's one thing. Tomorrow, do the next. It might take you days, weeks, and even months. But I'm telling you, it will make a difference because God has told us to be thankful and to be grateful. And when we do what He says, we walk in His will, and He can bless us for it. So if your life feels like it's sinking around you, it's time to make a change. And it's time for you to start living life and having a positive attitude by being thankful in everything, because God has told us to do that. All right, guys, we'll see you next week, same time, same place.